This is Rashini Rajkumar. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening to us online on our live stream or on the radio or even right here at the WCCO Radioport. At the Minnesota State Fair, we have such a great and beautiful porch audience with us. We have a fabulous last hour of the final Sunday of the State Fair. And at 2:35, we'll talk Mississippi River Film Fest, the Mississippi Minute, as well as Great River Passage out of St. Paul. The two cities are coming together to celebrate the river right here with us on WCCO Radio. They'll be live on the porch with me talking about a deadline coming up September 15th to get your film in, but also why the river is being focused on right now to help increase all of us, our awareness about it, for the environment, and how it's a moneymaker for everyone. But first, I am so excited to welcome back our show's regular contributor on TBI, traumatic brain injury. Unfortunately, a label that has gotten a lot more coverage. I mean, it's fortunate that it gets the coverage. It's unfortunate that there are so many TBI out there. But Amy Zellmer is a TBI survivor and now advocate and speaker, author on the subject. She is this show's contributor. We are always great, happy to have her on. And it's great, Amy, to have you on the porch with us live, along with your doctor, Dr. Jeremy Schmo. Amy and her doctor are featured, folks, in the September issue of Experience Life magazine. And I'm not saying like one little paragraph somewhere. It's a feature article, and she is featured. Her story, they start the article with her, they wrap it up with her. And I think thanks to her, Dr. Schmo also got into this article. So Dr. Jeremy Schmo, welcome back to our airwaves. Welcome for the first time to the State Fair Porch.
Thanks, excited to be here.
All right, well, first of all, before we get to Amy and her backstory, tell us what you do as a doctor and how do concussions and TBI play into your practice?
Okay, so I'm a chiropractor and a majority of my practice is TBI and concussions. So I see a lot of slips and falls, a lot of auto accidents, sports injuries. So people are coming in with these persistent symptoms that don't seem to be getting better after a couple weeks, 20 days, 30 days, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And we're still able to make improvements and changes to people. So during our exam, we want to see, well, how are people functioning with their gait, their balance, their eye movements, but also look at them from a structural and a metabolic and nutritional standpoint. So we bring all of those together to try and help people, you know, improve their overall neurological function and be as well as they can be.
All right, Amy, give people the real brief 411 on your backstory.
February 2014, I was walking on our driveway, which has an incline, and I had my dog, which is a little Yorkie, in my left hand, and I hit a patch of black ice. And I had zero warning. I fell. My feet, I imagine I looked like Charlie Brown. My feet probably went up in the air, and I landed on the back of my head.
And you blacked out, most likely.
Mm-hmm. We think probably for maybe like a minute or two.
And then what happened?
Well, I did go to the doctor right away. He confirmed that I had a severe concussion and told me I should feel better 4 to 6 weeks. And that was definitely not the case. I'm 3.5 years out, and I'm just now starting to get better.
And a lot of breakthroughs happened once you found Dr. Jeremy Schmo. Tell us about him and
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah. He actually found me on Huffington Post. He read one of my articles.
Because now you're a contributor for them, partly because of this injury.
Yes, I started about a year after my injury. I wrote my story on HuffPost. But he found me through HuffPost and reached out to me and was like, I know I can help you. Come see me. And I kind of blew him off at first because no one had helped me. I'm like, what's he going to do?
Who's this guy?
Exactly. But I'm glad that he was persistent and I went to see him and he absolutely validated my symptoms. He was like, yep, it's your eyes. Yes, you have balance problems. It's coming from your eyes. And within several weeks to 2 months of working with him, I noticed great improvements.
Dr. Schmo, what did you do?
Voodoo.
<Yeah. laughs> So, I mean, obviously, people just want to know where they are in space. So there's a complex relationship between your neck, your cervical spine, and your vestibular system and your eyes. For Amy, it's not like those systems weren't working. They just weren't working together. And we did therapies to get those systems to work together. So we're talking body movements, eye exercises, different vestibular exercises, which basically means moving the head and eyes together.
I was hoping you would define that $20 word for
us. So you have a vestibular system, and the system lets you know where your head is in space when you move your head. Not only rotating it, but also up and down, side to side. And with Amy, those systems just weren't integrating the way that they needed to, so it made her feel like she was rocking and rolling on a boat, kind of sliding around. But when you have those symptoms, it leads to severe fatigue. Also anxiety and mood-based symptoms, too. It just drains your total energy system, so...
Wow. Well, Amy, when I think about all the things you've done, you've traveled the country speaking on behalf and meeting other TBI survivors. You've written books and have taken photographs of other survivors. I don't want to call them victims. They are victims of the injury, but they are survivors. What is the big headline for you now, 3.5 years later?
I'm finally starting to feel like the old Amy. When I was originally told 4 to 6 weeks, I was super optimistic, but then, you know, at 6 weeks, I didn't feel any better. And then, you know, 6 to 8 months, it could take a year, it was so frustrating that nobody was really taking anything seriously. And so now I'm feeling so much better, and I'm using what I have learned. You know, doctors like Jeremy exist. And helping people find them sooner in their recovery.
You know, what's interesting is that Amy, early on, when she first had this injury, she shared with me how short-term memory was really tough. She had to write a lot of post-it notes to herself, right?
Yep, post-it note queen.
And I remember the very first interview I did with you post-injury in the studio at WCCO Radio. I can tell the difference every time you come on that when I ask you a question, there's less of a lag time to your answer. I mean, I see this in action. I see your recovery in action, which gets me kind of emotional, but it's really cool. And that's why she was featured in the September issue of Experience Life. And I want to read some statistics. Really, really great piece, people. So find it online. Find it on Amy's Facebook page. It's also in print. 2.5 million. That's the number of Americans treated in emergency rooms for TBIs each year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Jeremy Schmoe, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, those are just the people that go to the emergency room. I mean, the numbers have to be a lot higher than that.
Define TBIs again for people who don't know.
Yeah, so traumatic brain injury. Basically, there's a force that gets moved into the body or to the skull that leads to changes in the brain. All right, and it gets to be a lot more complex than that, but there can be symptoms that develop right after these injuries, but you can also have subconcussive blows where people just get repetitive hits over and over and over that don't lead to symptoms, but they might lead to changes down the road.
Which I think about football players and other athletes.
Absolutely.
We are going to take a break. My concussion panel continues. Amy Zellmer, our show's contributor on TBI and a TBI survivor. Dr. Jeremy Schmoe, he's a chiropractor with Minnesota Functional Neurology. If anyone in our State Fair audience has questions for them, when we come back, just come right up to the porch. I'll give you the microphone. You can ask your questions. Plus, when we return, we will get into this new report about CTE, which showed 111 of the 112 brains studied of NFL players showed CTE. Roshini Rajkumar, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Roshini Rajkumar back with you on the WCCO Radio Minnesota State Fair porch. It has been so fun being out at the State Fair, my second Sunday, only 2 Sundays of the fair, and I'm always out here on those Sundays. I love it when you come out and say hello. A sweet gentleman just stopped by to tell me that my show makes his Sundays. Thank you, sir, for saying that. That was so nice. And it's fun to look someone in the eye and talk with them. So thank you to all of you who come out to our State Fair audience. We are talking concussions with our concussion panel. Amy Zellmer is a TBI survivor. She's a HuffPost contributor and our regular contributor on this topic. Dr. Jeremy Schmoe is a chiropractor with Minnesota Functional Neurology. He is also Amy's doctor. He found Amy because Amy wrote about her story on the Huffington Post, and she was having issues 2 years in, 3 years in with this injury. Jeremy found her and has really helped her now 3.5 years into her injury. If any of you in our State Fair audience have a question for our panel, come right up here. I'll get your question answered. I'll give you the microphone. The percentage of former NFL players expected to develop long-term cognitive problems, Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, as a result of concussions or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, 28%, according to the NFL's own study. Amy, Dr. Schmell, that's amazing.
Those are huge numbers.
Those are big numbers. And an even bigger, more outstanding number, I'm going to let Amy fill in the blank. The number of seconds between TBIs in the United States.
Every 11 seconds.
Every 11 seconds. So, folks, be very protective of your brain health. If you fall, if your loved one falls, get them to the doctor. Right, Dr. Schmell?
Yes.
I mean, think of Natasha Richardson,
yeah,
the actress. I mean, if she had just gotten to the doctor sooner, and just all of it, just these tragedies could be hopefully prevented. 137, the number of Americans who die every day due to a TBI-related injury, according to the Brain Injury Association of America. And we booked this segment a while ago that Amy would come on the fair with Dr. Schmell, but when I opened up my August edition of Bench and Bar of Minnesota, the cover story, litigating sport concussions, what you need to know about the science and the law. Now, these are a prevalent occurrence in sport, but hard to litigate, hard to prove. But this latest study, if you can both fill us in, maybe give us the 411 of NFL players' brains, showed 111 of the 112 brains studied had CTE.
It's powerful numbers. I mean,
what were they finding, Dr. Schmell? Can you help us understand what they saw on these brains?
So they're seeing changes in neurons. So you have what's called tau protein, which gets laid down in neurons. So that's basically chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And inside neurons, if you guys don't know what neurons are, they basically make up your nervous system, and they help different areas communicate with each other. So when you have the buildup of these proteins, that's what's happening from these subconcussive blows, and it changes the way that different circuits in the brain fire. So people can have mood disorders, trouble with executive function, dizziness, vertigo. The list just keeps going on and on. But 110 out of 111, I mean, that's really high. And those were looking at brains from, I think, the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
So we don't know. They didn't know as much as we know now.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, I guess, positive, hopefully.
Yeah. So I would say it's positive, because now there's a lot more, you know, effort towards education on traumatic brain injury, and there's more law, and there's more, you know, changes in sports. So back then they didn't have those regulations.
Yeah. As you both probably know, Lester Bagley from the Minnesota Vikings was on during the 1 o'clock hour, and I did let him know you both were coming on. I asked him what the Vikings, what the NFL are doing, and he tells me that both his team and the NFL, this is a major important topic for them. They're doing everything they can to educate, which he feels is the number one need, as well as to prevent, whether it's from helmets to just what's done during practice, what doesn't need to be done during practice and saved for the games. Any comments on what you all are seeing? Because Amy, you're a survivor, and doctor, you treat this stuff.
Yeah, I was just at a concussion health conference, and the dean from USC was talking about CTE and how he was at the Black Hole Convention with Stephen Hawking.
Wow. I'd love to be there.
And he kind of equates CTE to black holes. You know, we know this much about it, but we know more today than we knew yesterday about it. So it's very hopeful, because they don't exactly know what's causing CTE. You know, is it the subconcussive hits? Is it the hard hits? What is it that's causing it? But they're learning more every single day.
Yeah, I mean, and tau, I mean, that's just one protein that's found in neurons. I mean, they have to keep doing more research, more studies. There's the complexity of the nervous system and neurology. We just have to keep digging more and more into this. But obviously, the education that everybody's doing is amazing, and I think things are moving in the right direction in sport and the right direction in terms of rehabilitation and the things that you can do after these injuries happen.
Let's talk about young people, because it's not just the pro sport athletes. Yeah. It's young people, and some have even predicted that football might become non-existent because mothers especially, but parents of young football players, are going to say, no, this is too much. We're not going to put our kids in this sport.
Yeah. Personally, I would never let my kids play football. And I think, you know, it's up to people to make that decision when you get to be the age of 18. And, you know, I kind of go off of what Dr. Benan Amalu says. He's the guy who discovered chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
And the movie with Will Smith chronicles his story.
And he would, you know, he will never let his kids play football.
No.
So I'm going with him.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, as a parent, obviously you know your child best. And, I mean, there's pros and cons to playing a sport. You know, there's absolutely team building and social skills that are learned through sports, but it doesn't necessarily have to be football. I used to love going to Vikings games, and now I can't even handle watching it on TV. I mean, it just kind of makes me sick. Like, I can't even imagine the day after my concussion. I couldn't imagine going right back out and doing that again.
And that's hard. I mean, I'm a Vikings fan, and I don't think of it that way because I'm not a TBI survivor, but it's very real and raw for you.
Yeah.
Amy Zellmer is a TBI survivor and a contributor to the HuffPost and to this show on the topic. She speaks all over the country about the topic. You can go to her website. Amy, the best way to reach you? Or your Facebook?
Yep, facesoftbi.com is my website.
And if you want her to come out and educate your group, Dr. Jeremy Schmo is a chiropractor with Minnesota Functional Neurology. You'll be very happy to know, I'm sure, that this hour, our State Fair broadcast partner is American Brain Tumor Association. So
cool. Thanks
to them for their support.
Absolutely.
And on October 15th, there will be a breakthrough for brain tumors, run and walk, the BT5K. That's on Lake Como in St. Paul, so you can go check that out. And if you want a discount, the code is statefair2017 at BT5K.org. In our remaining time with you folks, give us some tips. How can we be more alert? I mean, Amy, we can't prevent every fall on the ice, but how can we be more aware and maybe do prevent some of what might happen?
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, having that awareness. I'm definitely investing in those yak tracks that you can wear on your shoes in the winter. I had on winter boots and it did not, you know, it didn't help. And I think after you hit your head is the most important time. You know, don't let the concussed person make the decision. They are not the one to decide if they should go back in the game or go to the doctor. And as a parent, you know your kid best. If they're acting at all out of the usual, you know something is going on, even if they think they're fine.
Dr. Jeremy Schmo.
Yeah, I would say even if you have an injury and within 4 days, 5 days, 10 days, you start feeling better and back to yourself, I still think you should get assessed. And I mean looking at your gait, your balance, you know, get your eye movements graphed out.
So you're doing thorough assessments.
Yeah, thorough assessments. Even though people might not be having symptoms, maybe your system compensated, but you still have dysfunction occurring, all right? And, you know, things like that might lead to an increase in injuries in the future because you might not be moving the way that you should or absorbing force, or your balance might not be perfect when you get back into playing your sport or running or whatever. So I still feel like people should get assessed even though you might not be having symptoms.
All right, and as you know, Amy and Dr. Schmo are both featured in the September issue of Experience Life magazine. It's in print, it's a national magazine, and online. And some other interesting factoids. The top 10 sports for concussions, according to a study by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, number one is bicycling, folks. Number two, football. Number three, baseball and softball. Number four, basketball. And number five, water sports, such as diving, surfing, water skiing, and others. I wouldn't think of this because they say everything in the water is so great for your joints, Dr. Schmo.
I mean, you still have to absorb that force when you go into the water. So, I mean, and you don't have to get hit in the head to actually, you know, have a concussion or subconcussive light blow, so that force can get transferred.
Wow, really interesting stuff. What's the most surprising thing that people might not understand to both of you about TBI?
I would say the chronic fatigue, the constant, like everything I do takes so much more energy than it did before, and the memory and multitasking.
Well, we thank you for taking the time and remembering to come out here to the fair today, Amy Zellmer, and going through all the steps to get yourself out here. We certainly appreciate that. She is a TBI survivor, our contributor on the topic, and a HuffPost contributor. Again, that Facebook page?
Faces Oh, the Facebook page?
Or either one, whatever.
The Facebook page is Amy's TBI Tribe, and my website is facesoftbi.com.
Facesoftbi.com. And Dr. Jeremy Schmo, how can people find you?
Yeah, so our website is mnfunctionalneurology.com. We just opened up a new office in Minnetonka. Our open house is going to be on September 15th, so go to the website and we'll have information on that. We're also doing Concussion Awareness Day on September 15th.
What a coincidence, yeah. Because that is Concussion Awareness
yes,
Day.
And we national, planned that.
National Concussion Awareness Day, which you've given us so much information to preview that. So go out and see Dr. Schmo. Amy, the best of luck to you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And to your continued good health. Dr. Schmo, thanks for taking care of Amy
and
all the patients that you help. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff.
Thank you.
We are going to take a break. Our water sponsor, all 12 days of the fair, Minnesota Connecticut dealers. You can get water right here at our porch from Connecticut. This is Rashini Rajkumar. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, the Mississippi River contests, as well as the Great River Passage, how Minneapolis and St. Paul are coming together to celebrate the Mississippi. Rashini Rajkumar back with you at the Great Minnesota Get Together live on the WCCO radio porch. Come see us the rest of today and Monday off of the intersection of Carnes and Underwood. It's been such a fabulous show so far. Great guests, great audience members, right? Tell us about the Mississippi Minute Film Festival, and Angie Tilga. She is with the Great River Passage. She is a fellow with the Great River Passage. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. First of all, Angie, I didn't realize